Well, in this country, President Trump says the nationwide supply of personal protective equipment, or PPE, is nearly gone. It is an alarming message for the healthcare workers who are facing equipment shortages at hospitals across the country as more coronavirus-infected patients are admitted. In Louisville, Kentucky, dozens of employees in the Norton healthcare system have tested positive. One of them is Shelley Urquhart. She's a pulmonary and critical care nurse practitioner at the Norton Audubon Hospital. She says she contracted the virus at the hospital even while wearing all of the recommended PPE. She joins us now. Shelley, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And how are you feeling now?
Much better, but I had a pretty difficult 2 weeks. But I'm finally on the mend and glad to be able to join you today.
Well, and tell us how it started. How did you realize that you might have COVID-19?
Well, I took care of a critically ill patient Friday afternoon, and Monday I developed a fever and a cough, and so I was furloughed on the following morning and had a COVID swab collected, and 9 days later I found out it was positive.
9 days later, it took that long to get the test result?
Yes.
Wow. So how do you think you got it if you were wearing all the PPE that's necessary or that's supposed to keep you from getting COVID-19?
You know, the unfortunate answer there is it's probably not enough protection. Even with, you know, an N95 mask, eye protection, gown and gloves, I unfortunately still contracted this, as did several other providers who took care of the same patients. So it's a little bit concerning. These N95 masks are fitted to our face. We have to go through a, you know, fitting test every single year to make sure that we're still using the right size mask. And so it really, in theory, should give you good protection. But for some reason, you know, I still got this.
So I understand that you also experienced the symptoms that a lot of people are reporting with COVID-19, which is a loss of taste and smell.
Yes.
And how long after your initial symptoms did that start happening?
I got sick on, it was a Monday night, and by that following Saturday, and it was an abrupt change because I had not had much of an appetite, but I was at least able to eat something. And then I woke up on a Saturday morning and could not smell or taste anything. And it has not even returned fully yet.
Really? So that's still lingering. And where are we right now? How long ago was the initial symptom experience?
I am just now at the 2 week mark.
So have you been tested again?
No. We are doing a process at my hospital where you're off for 2 weeks from the time that you were tested. And then once you are fever free and symptom free for 72 hours, then you can report back to work.
So are you pretty confident at this point that you are not going to be spreading this to anybody else?
Yes.
Since you are a healthcare worker right on the front lines of this crisis, and now you have experienced it yourself by actually getting COVID-19, what do you think about how the whole country is responding to this? Are we doing enough? And I say we, not just governments, but everybody. Are we doing enough?
I think some areas of the country have really implemented aggressive measures from the beginning. You know, I'm in Kentucky, and our governor, right from the beginning, as soon as we had our first case, implemented very, very strict stay-at-home measures. So state and local governments, I think, have been really instrumental in helping to have consistent messaging. And the federal government, we haven't seen very consistent messaging from them. And so I think there's a lot of room for improvement from that standpoint.
Are you worried that where you are in Louisville, Kentucky, that you're going to have the same issues later that places like New York are experiencing now?
I hope not. We've done a good job at staying at home and, you know, implementing these measures early, but that may not be enough. You're still seeing community spread, and you're seeing a lot of healthcare workers that have become infected. Then they take it home to their families. And so you're still going to see some spread, unfortunately, just because it's easy to catch.
I want to ask you one more thing, Shelley, which is that you live in Louisville with your 10-year-old son and your aunt who has COPD and asthma. What was it like when you were quarantined with them around?
Well, it was difficult. You know, of course, there's the worry for my aunt who, you know, she's also immunocompromised. So, She takes medicines for her rheumatoid arthritis. In addition, she has lung disease. And so it's been really stressful just knowing that I, you know, went to work, did everything I was supposed to do, and still brought this home to my household. You know, I had to tell my 10-year-old through the door that my COVID swab was positive, and he cried. And he made me promise him that I wouldn't die. And having to try to comfort a child, you know, from behind closed doors is just immensely difficult. More difficult than being sick is just not being able to be there when your child needs you.
Well, we are glad that you are feeling better and that you are there for your 10-year-old son and for your aunt. And we hope that you all stay healthy and safe. That is Shelley Urquhart, who's a pulmonary and critical care nurse practitioner in Louisville, Kentucky, recovering from COVID-19. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.